are listening to Christian Family Values with your host, Christian from Philly, the Joker, and Big Mama. Brought to you by World Generation Podcast Network and in part by BenSound.com. And now, Christian Family Values.
No, Vince, I am not going to take your fucking dirty money and say that your fucking product is good. You can take your fucking money and shove it up your ass. Oh, wait, we're fucking live. Oh, hey, ladies and gentlemen. Don't fucking mind me. Don't mind me, ladies and gentlemen. This was Vince McMahon trying to fucking burst into my fucking fucking studios and fucking bribe me to like his fucking garbage product for fucking week in and week out. But I'm not going to fucking take his fucking dirty money because I know where the fucking money came from, up his fucking ass. But anyway, welcome to Christian Family Values. Tonight, we're going to talk about fucking Raw. Tonight's show is about fucking Raw, what happened, and the ongoing results of the King of the Rings tournament so far, and why it's a big fat piece of shit. But enough about that. Let's introduce my fucking co-host of this evening, as always. Give a round of applause to Big Mama.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
And also, give a round of applause to the Joker, who is also on the team.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I swear to God, after this show, I'm going to beat both your asses, though. I swear to God.
You go ahead, try.
I'll beat your ass. All right, so let's get on with the fucking show. Now, Boomy, fuck you.
Yeah, Boomy.
Boomy. Boomy and your dirty little fucking children. Boomy and your dirty children. Dirty fucking children, yeah? But anyway, let's move on with the show. Let's start off with the fucking cunt herself, Sasha Banks. This is her third week back since the fucking company. And she's already downhill. Yep. She has crickets and no reaction whatsoever. It's fucking horrendous, you know? She's fucking boring.
Yeah.
She's a fucking stain. She's a fucking plague of the WWE, the fucking prima donna of the WWE. Fucking bitch and moan. She had a fucking crying fucking episode, literally laying on the fucking locker room at WrestleMania, having a bitch and moan. She quit for 4 fucking months, and then she says, oh, fuck it. I can't fucking win. She gone back, and now she's a fucking bitch.
But you know what? You know what, Chris, I'm sorry. I was about to call you Toby. Chris, she took that time kind of to, like, make us think that she was going to change. All she did was change her hair dye.
Yeah,
and
Let me explain something to you. You don't fucking
start. That's the best thing she did.
You don't fucking start.
What?
That's the best thing she did.
No. Let me say something right now.
Us jokers, we love the hair color. And she turned it to blue.
She's a fucking smurf. Let me tell you something right now, all right? This fucking bitch had the nerve to fucking quit for 4 months. Now she's come back. You don't fucking start off for a 3-hour show with a fucking boring promo. That's what they did for WWE this week on Raw.
Yep.
This fucking promo fucking sucks. She fucking
sucks.
She
ain't gonna go too far. No, Chris, I agree with you. She ain't going to go too far because...
Oh, but she's getting a title match anyway. It doesn't matter. She's going to get a world title match, and there's nothing we can do about it. Because this bitch...
I don't know why.
I don't know why. He's not a fucking star. Sasha Banks is not a fucking star. She's a nobody. She's a goon.
Christian, I'm going to tell you the truth. To me, Honestly, she came with a good attitude. She's about to kick ass everywhere. And with that blue hair now, she looks good. She don't. She looks really good.
Why are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
You must be blind.
She looks good.
What are you talking about? She's fucking boring. The crowd
doesn't
give a fucking shit about her this week.
You have to figure, you have to realize one thing. If you out for 4 months like she did, and she wasn't saying nothing, and the only thing she heard was bad thing about her constantly, I will come back the same way. Angry and with blue hair.
No.
What do you mean? Joker?
Fuck her. Fuck her. She quit on everybody. She's a fucking quitter.
Exactly.
She's a deserter. Fuck her.
I don't think she should have come back or given her a chance again. The way she left last time.
Fuck her and promo this week. Her promo was fucking boring. Fucking nosedive. How about that? It's a fucking nosedive.
She thought she was scary, but she's not scary at all. Mm-hmm.
No, she looks like a fucking lady.
Like I said,
Let me tell you something right now. If she's supposed to have a new character, why the fuck is she still having the same song?
Exactly.
She's doing something
new.
This is not even a cute song. This is not a cute song. This is a fucking face song. This is for a good guy wrestler's theme song. She's supposed to be a heel. Why is she coming up with this song? She's not a different character. She's still calling herself the legit boss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Michael Cole
is still saying it's boss time on commentary.
What is he saying?
Michael Cole is still calling her it's boss time every time she comes out before a match. So this is not a new fucking character. Nothing's fucking different. Her wrestling attire is the goddamn same. All she fucking changed was her fucking color hair. That's all.
Exactly.
She had
that's
no fucking whatsoever.
Love the hair. Awesome. Blue.
That's not going to make her a good wrestler.
Mine's green. Hey, I got mine green. She could wear blue.
Who cares? I'm sick of these four cunts, dude. I really am. Plus, look at the storylines right now for each women's division. Look who's highlighted in both fucking brands. Fucking Bayley and Charlotte and fucking Becky and Sasha Banks. Those four cunts again. It's again these four fucking bitches.
Yeah.
Fucking sick and tired of it. This is not a fucking revolution at all. They keep proving me right every fucking week.
Yeah, it's gone down the toilet.
This is actually worse than the Bella Twins era. This really is. Because at least with the Bella Twins, at least there were other wrestlers that got to shine in the fucking era, like fucking Paige, like Alicia Fox,
exactly,
like Caitlyn, and other females. These bitches are the only fucking cunts to get ahead. And it's sickening. These four are actually worse than the Bella Twins when it comes to this type of booking.
Exactly. I agree with you. I'd rather have the Bella Twins again, having them, you know, wrestle than any, because they were good. They're good. And they know how to, you know,
let's calm down a bit. They weren't that good. Let's calm down.
But compared to today, some female wrestlers, come on.
Nobody's fucking attention. The only person who escaped this is fucking Alexa Bliss. But even then, she's getting fucking tiring for me.
I'm getting tired of me.
Alexa,
I'm not getting tired.
I'm getting tired
Nikki
of fucking
Clark.
Alexa.
Well,
I'm
getting
tired
of
Alexa.
Nikki Clark.
But you know what? Let's bring out an outsider's opinion, all right? Let's bring out fucking Minister, because I know he's the producer here. He's the producer of every fucking show. Let's bring him out and have him fucking his fucking opinion about it, because I think he fucking agrees with us in saying that these four cunts are again the spotlight of both brands. You have fucking Charlotte and Bayley on SmackDown facing each other, and now you have potentially Becky versus Sasha. These four cunts are once again fucking spotlight. Minister.
Well, I'm still trying to finish last week's episode. I'm not finished last week's episode. I'm still behind on Raw. Never finished it. I started watching SmackDown earlier this week. Last week's SmackDown. Never finished it. I did watch a little bit of Raw this week, probably about an hour and a half's worth. But yeah, Sasha Banks is, I mean, you know, different character. I don't see it. The only thing different about her is the amount of Botox that she's using now, and of course the new surgery that she's had to her face to give her the extra high cheekbones. But that's about. Oh, and of course the blue hair. But other than that, I don't see it.
Have the blue hair,
and that's not going to help her wrestle better, Minister. Right? That's not going to help her wrestle better with the cosmetic
surgery. No, it's not going to help her. Help her wrestle better, and it sure isn't going to help her in-ring promos because you saw Monday night, that was just a horrific promo, just a terrible way to open up the show. Had I been watching live, I would have probably changed the channel right there at the beginning.
Exactly.
And that's not saying much. I mean, it was bad.
I agree on that one. It was really bad.
But say about the four cunts always being on the spotlight now, Minister.
Oh, yeah, it seems like the only thing going on in WWE with the women evolves around these four women. The other women do not get a legit shot. It seems like anytime you feel like they might be pushing somebody, Ember Moon, for example, they get pushed right back down again. And so the spotlight just continues to evolve around the same four women that Christian's been talking about.
Months. How about
it's been like this for months.
How about Nikki Cross? How about that character, Nikki Cross? I mean, you think she has potential?
No, she sucks. She's dead. She's a
I think she's just like the others. They bring them in, put the spotlight on them very heavy for a month or so, and then they take them right back out of the picture again. They've done it time and time again, even with the males. Look at Elias, who's also a clown now.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
you
forgot about it.
He really is. He really is making a fool of himself, really. That's how I see it.
Is this getting worse than the Bella Twins era?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, because the Bella Twins, it was just two. But now you have four. And they're, you know, it's gone. And with the Bella Twins, they were basically stuck to one brand. Now, with this whole bullshit with the brands, it seems like they're floating around. I mean, just last month, we had someone from the Raw brand challenging someone for the... I mean, someone from the SmackDown brand challenging someone from the Raw brand. I mean, the whole time... What was that, Christian? Who was that? Alexa Bliss?
It was Alexa Bliss versus Bayley.
Yep, Alexa Bliss and Bayley. So, yeah, and it's very confusing to the people, too.
Exactly. It's like you can't focus on one wrestler because someone else from the other brand is moving in and causing a commotion. And it's like, wait a minute, don't you belong over there, that side? She belongs here. It's like, it's really confusing.
But let me ask all of you this, since you guys are on here right now, everybody. Are they still talking about brand split?
Probably, yeah. They said they were going to do it at the SummerSlam, but I'm still waiting.
Yeah.
Mm. Fucking liars.
Hey, guys, the only thing I know, I'm going to be honest with you, is one thing. That Nikki wrestler, I don't know, but she's going to have to change her whole getup.
She looks like a fucking...
She looks like she haven't taken a bath for a whole week.
She looks like a
She does. She does look dirty. She does look dirty. And it's just, I don't know. Some people all her look dirty. She needs a bath and pull her hair. She needs some soap. That's what she needs.
Maybe Alexa Bliss can give her a makeover.
Oh,
yes.
No.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much. Hey, listen to my show tomorrow night where I get with Christian from Philly, and we talk politics and all kinds of other crazy things that happen during the week. So thank you very much, and peace be with you.
All right, man.
Thank you. You too.
All right, let's get on the show. Let's get on with the show. Let's go on the Raw. All right, the King of the Ring first round match between Drew McIntyre and Ricochet. It was a good match, but you guys picked a fucking loser.
We missed. I admit it. We picked the wrong guy.
Yeah, you guys picked the loser. Should have fucking listened to me because this is my show. You're the co-star. You're not the brains of this operation.
Excuse me.
I was very disappointed.
Excuse me, buddy.
No, I was very disappointed because, I mean, Drew McIntyre, he got more to offer. He's very strong. And I believe this way. Since he got together with McMahon's son,
Shane fucked everything up.
Shane.
Exactly. He met
Shane
this character
everyone.
Totally.
Shane has fucked every single one over. He has fucked Elias over. He has fucked Miz over. He's fucked
Chris, that's the name. It's the name of the game. He wants to be the center of attention, and he's going to get
doesn't.
It. He's going to step over.
No, he doesn't.
He's going to step over all these wrestlers.
You're speaking like you personally know the guy, but deep down I know in my heart he doesn't even want to do this shit. It's his fucking dad.
I know for a fact
that Shane doesn't even want to do this. He doesn't like this shit. I bet you since when he didn't even want to fucking turn heel.
Wait a minute, Chris. But you're saying he doesn't like this shit, but he's doing this shit. And why?
Because it's not. Money has nothing to do with this. They're losing money.
No, but they're still making money out of the whole damn thing. He's getting rich.
He never wanted this. He was getting fucked over too because he doesn't even want this. I bet you tell me when he didn't even want to fucking turn heel.
He ruined Miz's career.
He ruined Miz's momentum. He's ruined Drew's momentum. He ruined Elias's momentum. He's ruining Kevin Owens' momentum right now. And
my lord,
you know I hate the guy, but he's even though I feel bad for fucking Roman because now he's part of a fucking garbage storyline of a fucking Scooby Doo.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I don't understand
hate the guy, but I feel bad for the guy. It seems like ever since Roman Reigns came back from leukemia, nothing has gone right for the poor guy.
I think that what they're doing, Chris, honestly, is just Chris, can I talk, please?
What they're
doing to Roman is that they're just handling him with kid gloves.
No.
You understand?
No.
Nice and gentle. That's my opinion.
I know it's your
opinion,
but you know what I really think?
Oh, my God. What?
I think they've really given up on this guy. Like, I think they've officially given up on him. Because
he's in a bad situation. He's a very... His health is, like, not the same. His abilities, well, whichever he had, is not the same.
How does the story... put him over? How does this make him look good? In fact, and makes everyone look fucking stupid, even the guy you're trying to put over.
I know, but they're just handling him in a delicate situation, like a delicate way. I see that. I see that. And you can't help it, but that's how it is right now. It's stupid, and the storyline doesn't make sense, but, you know, that's how it goes. I mean, he can risk, you know, his health.
This is what I think about the storyline.
Okay.
What I think of it. You want to know my opinion about the storyline? Hold on. Give me a minute.
Yes. Oh, you're not going to throw a fart, are you?
No, give me a minute.
Are you
going to hear this? Hear this for everybody.
Oh, my God. The toilet. Oh, come on. Give the man a break. Don't flush him down the toilet.
All right. The flush.
Oh,
yes, the flush.
The rain flush.
No.
I don't know.
That's what I fucking think about the Scooby-Doo storyline, yeah? I pissed all over it, just like I pissed all over the storyline fucking grave, yeah?
In a way, I agree with Christian, because if the man is coming back to wrestle with a pity on his back, guess what? He shouldn't have come back at all.
I agree with you, but the man is like, that's his passion. You got to take the man's passion away because he's,
Get the fuck out of here,
okay? That's my opinion, okay?
He doesn't care about fucking wrestling. He doesn't give a fuck about the wrestling business. He cares about fucking money.
Okay, but the other
You think he gives a fuck about us, man?
And what do you think that the other wrestlers are doing? Because of the money. What makes them so different? Huh?
Well, for one, he hates the fans, first of all. He even said it once on an interview, Roman.
He hates the fans?
Yeah, he hates some fans, so I'm not going to be 100% with this fuck, all right? He's fucking
interview. I'm not 100% with him either, but...
Fucking Jamal.
Well, Let's move on.
All right, so the next King of the Ring tournament match, round one, Baron Corbin versus Miz. What a fucking ratings killer this was, huh?
Wow.
Versus Baron
Corbin.
That
was awful.
To me, what was exciting of to me, the most exciting part is that you told me, wait, he's going to change into a wife beater. Didn't change into, it was black.
It was a black wife beater.
Not interested. No, that doesn't even make him popular because he have a wife beater on. Are you kidding?
I don't know if it's you, but he's gone fat.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just me, but he's gone fat more.
His tummy, you can see it.
He's gone fat.
He been eating too much Popeye's chicken sandwiches.
Oh. Popeye's chicken sandwich must have fucked him over.
He must be repeating eating over there and getting a line.
For some reason, he did not look like this in Extreme Rules a few months ago. A month ago. He looked fat for some reason.
Maybe he's going too stressed and eating all he can see in sight. So, but I agree with you. He's not fit. He doesn't look physically fit.
Motherfucker.
Hey, listen, I did the 411 on that one, and I find out that he has Popeye's restaurant right around the corner of his house.
Oh my God.
And he'd be there 24/7.
So, oh, that's why he's coming. So Miz's finisher, apparently the Skull Crushing finale doesn't mean shit anymore, because when Miz hit it on Baron Corbin kicks out. The move that beat John Cena at WrestleMania and the move that beat Randy Orton for the cash in can't beat fucking Baron Corbin. Fuck out of here. Fucking garbage.
This is what I think about Baron Corbin.
Don't steal my
No, I'm not stealing.
Hey,
I'm doing. I'm yawning.
Let me ask you something. Didn't you notice the Miz? I don't know, but the Miz is losing the weight. He's gaining the weight.
Miz
is skinny as shit.
Miz looks anorexic.
And I found
out he looks like he could kill over and die.
Guess what? I have got the 411 on the Miz, and I found out around the corner of his house, he got some Weight Watchers.
My God! He's the owner of a Weight Watcher, and the other one is the owner of a Popeye. That's a good one, Joker. Right. I like that.
All right, so next is the tag team turmoil match, which was fucking boring. To determine fucking Seth and Braun Strowman, I'm still fucking pissed off. Seth Rollins
is
a fucking double champion.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The winning team is a fucking another mashup team. They did it again, motherfuckers. They did another fucking makeshift team. Fucking Bobby Roode and Dolph Ziggler. And they're probably going to win the fucking tag belts now. They're probably going to win the tag belt. So you know what this means? This means the OC is officially dead. Because they don't get another shot of their tag titles. And they lost it to a makeshift team. The OC is fucking dead already. This didn't take long, did it? This fucking group didn't take long to be uncredible now.
What was going on with Dolph Ziggler? I mean, there was something odd going on.
He's not supposed to be here.
Oh, okay. Now
he's
I got
supposed
it.
To leave, but Vince is holding him hostage. Vince lied.
Yeah,
as always.
He's not. It's true because it showed on that wrestle, on that match, that he wasn't in it 100%. You know, and you could see him, and you could see his body language and all that. Now he feels like it's time to go and let him go.
I don't give a fuck about Bobby Roode and Dolph Ziggler being a fucking tag team. I don't give a fuck about Shinsuke and Sami Zayn being a fucking tag team. I don't give a fuck.
Okay, I agree with Christian about the kidnapping on Ziggler, but I also have a 411 on that one, guys.
I didn't say kidnapping.
I got a 411 on that one, Chris.
I didn't say kidnapping. I said holding him hostage.
Well, it's almost the same thing.
No, it's not.
Anyway, it's almost the same thing. And I got the 411 on that one. He promised him a whole year of gum supply.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He needs gum a lot. He
a whole
like
year
a
of gum supply. He's going to stay with the WWE. And that's the one thing that was put on his contract.
Right. That's a good one.
All right, now we're gonna talk about the final thing. We're gonna talk about the final thing on Raw. Actually, two final things. One, fucking Natalya versus Sasha Banks. This match sucked. This match is fucking awful. First of all, Natalya beat her ass throughout the majority of the fucking match. But then Sasha had a new offense, and then she hit her finisher, and then that's it. What a fucking awful match. So not only did this bitch have a terrible promo, she had a fucking terrible match to go with it. What a fucking failure.
Yeah, she's not
going
to go far.
No.
She's not. Sasha's not going to go far.
First of all, Natalya, not for nothing, she sucks.
Well, she...
Okay?
Well,
she
she's getting
suck.
Older. That's why.
She's
getting,
older.
She doesn't suck as a wrestler. She's getting older. That's what it is. And her movements are not as fast as before. So I got to give it to her because she really is pushing herself to, you know, continue wrestling.
Well, I found out I got the 411 on that one, and I found out that she's for next year, she's already looking for a nursing home.
What? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah,
she's
looking. Oh, yeah, I got the 411 on that one. Now, go to nursing home and make sure that she got a whole year's supply of tapioca.
Tapioca and underpants too, in case she needs some. The diaper, the pens.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yes,
the pens.
She's
going
to be having nightmares.
But that wasn't a right setup, Sasha Banks with Natalia. It's just, it doesn't make sense. Oh, my God, it doesn't make sense. Really? Really? McMahon? Can you do better?
And let me tell you one thing. Let me tell you one thing. She came back. I mean, she came back to kick ass. You notice those legs on her now? She is about to kick ass. And there's no doubt about it.
Who are you talking about?
Blue hair. Blue hair, baby. Blue hair.
Yeah,
that's my dog.
Yeah, my blue hair baby.
Sorry, people. That's my fucking dog. That's my dog. If you don't know by now, I have a dog.
I have a dog with me.
I'm sorry.
I have a dog.
The Joker had mentioned that Sasha Banks looked different, like muscular. That bitch ain't no muscular. That bitch is the same scrawny one body that she had before. She has no muscle, no definition, no nothing. She's scrawny.
Look at her leg. Look at her leg.
Sorry, the dog is acting up.
Dog is sabotaging my show.
I'm sorry, Chris. Your boy is sabotaging your show, but I'm trying my best to control
piece
it.
Of shit. That piece of shit.
We must
embrace the dog, guys. We must learn to embrace the dog, include him in the show.
That's right.
He's a part of the family.
Sister has a point. He's giving his opinion.
Oh, okay.
Notice every time we know, every time we say Sasha Banks, she barks. Sasha Banks.
Let's see the fucking, let's see the ratings for fucking, see the ratings for Raw, huh?
What's the rating?
What's 18 to 49 total viewers? Let's see. Let's see.
Is it going down?
What's 18 to 49 rating mean?
Personally, I don't know. Maybe Sinister knows
that's
about that,
age,
but I don't
that's
know.
That's the age group. That's the age group.
Well, it's 0.7.
0.71.
Wow.
Let's see what the rating here. Let's see what's Raw's rating, huh? Did Raw handily beat? No, it fucking didn't. No, it fucking didn't. It didn't beat the fucking VMAs. Get the fuck out of here. No, it didn't.
The Raw beat out the CMAs, the Country Music Awards.
Yeah.
I believe that. I'm sorry, I can't say true.
No.
I like country music. Don't get me wrong, but I can't sit my ass through something like that. I believe it.
No.
It says, Monday cable ratings, MTV Video Music Awards rises beyond WWE Raw.
Good.
Oh, okay. Now we're talking because MTV,
good.
You know, it's a big format right there.
Good.
By scoring a 0.9 rating in adults 18 to 49.
Uh-huh.
Earning enough to keep ahead, but still falling behind. Oh shit! No, wait. But
oh my
still
God.
Falling behind. It's 1.0. Oh, from last year, from 2018.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But still get fucked.
That's They better shape up. They better shape
still
up.
Still get fucked.
Yeah, that's not
good. Well, I know one thing. They're not going to beat the ratings of the New York Jets with Philadelphia Eagles.
SmackDown ain't doing fucking good either. SmackDown can't fucking do this. They can't do it.
They can't do it.
Fox might as well pull out of the deal. They can't do it.
You never know.
They can't do 3 million, Ma. They're still stuck in 2.0 and 2.1 million viewers. They can't fucking do it.
I think they have to make up those numbers like President Trump makes up his own numbers.
I have the fucking list right here, Ma. They can't make it past fucking 2.5. They're still stuck around 2.1. The 2.0. They're fucked. They can't do 3 million. Why is Fox asking them to do 3 million? There's no way. They might as well pull out of this deal right now. Because this is fucking acceptable numbers.
Well, they have to. They have to look at the numbers and decide what has to be gone.
How about the whole show?
Yeah. They have to do a brand new format.
Yeah, the only thing they need to do, and they will get to the 3 million, will be Rey Mysterio's son kicking his ass in the middle of the ring.
No.
Oh, yes.
That's not going to bring up fucking viewers. Nobody cares about Dominic.
But that's what's going to happen, Chris.
Who
that's
cares?
That's where the... The storyline is headed, so you
Who
gotta.
Cares?
Yeah, I agree with Joker.
Who cares?
Why you mean
who cares?
That they need to do something drastic, and that's the best thing. Let the son kick his father's ass in the middle of the ring and take off his mask.
No, Andrade already did that shit.
It's okay.
I don't care. Nobody would care about that. Who cares about if somebody rips off fucking Ray's mask? Nobody cares.
Yeah, but this is his son.
But this is his son. That's something different.
Blood against blood.
We have blood against blood.
And they call it blood in and blood out.
I wouldn't fucking watch it. Look at this shit. Look at this fucking
Stop your lies.
Minister, are you still there? Look at this fucking bullshit. Look at this fucking bullshit. Universal Champion.
Hey, Minister, what do you think?
Hold on. Shut
blood
up
in
or
blood out?
That, shut up for a minute. Universal Champion Seth Rollins joined the very elite club when it was revealed today that he topped 2019 Pro Wrestling Illustrated 500. Get fucked. Seth Rollins does not deserve to be on fucking number one of this fucking list.
Why not?
But wait a minute. You were a Seth Rollins fan for a long time, and now
not
you're
anymore.
Saying that.
Not anymore. Now with the fucking comments he's made online. Not anymore.
Every fucking wrestler mentioned something that we all don't like, and you know,
not
Seth
anymore.
Not anymore.
After the comments he said, not anymore.
Guys, I have to agree with the Joker, though. That would make some compelling TV. You know, Rey Mysterio, I have never, and I mean ever, like that little chihuahua, okay? But that would be great, you know, having his son beat his ass. I mean, you know, you're gonna get some interest in that. I think what could possibly make it best, though, is after he unmasks him, if he pulls his pants down and takes a shit right on his face.
Thank you, Minister.
First of all, here's the 2019 PWA 500 top 10. Fucking Kofi Kingston's on this list somehow.
Alone.
Because he won the WWE Championship because he's African American? Is that why?
No. It has nothing to do with that. No.
Yeah, that must be. He's the first African American world champion. Maybe that's why.
Okay, well, he just has to be on the list. Why,
Johnny Gargano's number six. See, that means Kofi Kingston's higher than Johnny Gargano? Get fucked. Get fucked right there. Get fucked. Kenny Omega's number fucking eight. You mean to tell me Kofi Kingston's higher than Kenny Omega? Get fucked right there. Get real fucked.
Yeah, I don't agree.
Get fucked. Mm-hmm. No, get fucked. That's stupid. Get fucked. Kofi Kingston should not be on this fucking list either. Daniel Bryan. Why is Daniel Bryan in this list?
Oh, my God. Enough of that jerk. Oh, my God.
The guy is in a fucking tag team with Eric Rowan. He's not doing that good. He's fucking shaggy.
Yeah.
What do we
do? Oh, my God. He should go home, smoke whatever he's smoking to make him look calm, and that's it. I'm not interested in him. He's so boring. I don't see anything.
He's planting his own trees.
He is. He must have his own, own
yes,
little.
Yes, in the backyard. I found out a 411 on that.
Which
he has a whole tree plant in his basement.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, let's see what else.
Who's number one?
Fucking Seth Rollins. What do you think, Ma?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that.
So, you think he should have been number one?
Anybody but Seth.
No, but honestly, pick your choice. Let's see if we agree with it or not.
Cody? Because of AEW. Because he's bringing AEW television, and he created AEW.
I think Kenny Omega is right.
No, Kenny hasn't done anything worthwhile. What are you talking about?
But he has momentum now. That's the thing, that he's slowly climbing up.
So does Cody.
He's a good one.
Yeah, I remember this fucking idea of AEW.
I can't wait to this Sunday. I can't. Because
it's Saturday.
It's Saturday. I'm sorry. We're definitely going to see it. I'm excited about it. And I can't wait what they come up with. You know, this is fresh. To me, this is fresh, new, and exciting. Now, I want to point out, too, that I wish WWE will give Bray Wyatt more TV time. Because I love the character.
You're going to see him soon.
Come on. I want to see more.
You're going to see him soon. Just
relax. Yeah. Okay,
if this story is true, then you're going to see a lot of him, you know.
Sorry
that he might challenge for the world title already.
All right, good.
No, that's not good.
Very good.
No, don't get excited. That's not fucking good. That's the most.
Yeah, why not?
No, that's horrible.
And you know what, Chris? You know what he should do? He should get himself.
He's not ready yet.
Oh, I like the theme.
He's not ready yet. He's not ready.
Woo!
He's not ready.
I love the theme song. Thank you.
He's not ready. He's not ready. He's not ready.
No, he's
hey, listen,
gonna,
Chris.
He's not ready.
Remember?
Elevator music.
Do you remember last time I had mentioned to you that some of these wrestlers, they should use the managers, right?
Yes. Yes. Uh huh.
You remember?
Yes, I
Chris,
remember
you remember
that.
I said that, right?
Yes, Dad.
That they should bring some managers. So, I think what he should do, he should bring a little midget dressed just like him as his manager to the ring.
That's horrible. No, you're ruining him.
No. Yeah, yeah.
What?
No. That's over
if
the
you
top.
Came up, if you came up with that idea for WWE, you'd be fired the first day.
Yeah,
I don't
fired.
Know about that.
Yes, you are, because we're trying to make him fucking serious, and you're trying to make him look like a clown.
No.
Well,
yeah.
If you notice, he's a clown, but a clown.
No, he's not a clown. He's not a clown.
He's a scary demon or something.
He's not.
No,
he's
not
man.
A scary demon.
He's
a
man
clown.
In the woods. He's not a
even
clown.
Though, okay, but don't
he's
get
the
to,
man.
Oh.
He's the man in the woods. He's the man in
look
the woods.
Look at, hey guys, look at his pants.
It's
look
he's not
at
a clown,
his pants.
Dad. He's not a clown.
De-de-de-de-de-de.
He's not a clown.
No, but I like the concept.
What are
I like
you
the concept
at?
That he's good and evil. Good and evil. He has to listen to the. Either the good or the evil. And I like
he
that
doesn't have good. He doesn't have good.
He doesn't what?
He doesn't have a good side. He's never a good guy.
Yeah, but the good side might mean something like he's going to go more for the evil side than anything else with his character. That's how I see it. You know?
Come on. Teach me, baby boy. I love you. I've never lost a time. Anyway, Bray Wyatt's either going to face Seth Rollins or Braun Strowman for the Universal Championship. I think this is a fucking horrible idea because Bray is not fucking ready for it. Because if he fucking loses, no, this is really serious. Fuck the Firefly Funhouse theme song right now. I'm gonna be fucking real
that.
Right now. I'm gonna be fucking for real right now. No, this is not fucking laughing matter, right?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay.
This
okay.
is not a laughing matter. Let me. I'm being fucking for real right now. If fucking Bray Wyatt fucking loses to Seth Rollins or Braun Strowman, I officially quit WWE because that's the last.
You've been
straw
saying
for me.
That.
Yeah,
no, you've been saying this for the longest time.
I'm fucking serious.
You've been saying that for the longest time.
No, listen. I think Minister will jump in the same bandwagon as me. Because if fucking Bray fucking loses to fucking Seth Rollins, this is fucking horseshit. Because Seth Rollins already destroyed the OC. No, listen. Because Seth Rollins already destroyed OC's fucking credibility. I'm not going to let him fucking ruin Bray Wyatt. Fucking bullshit.
I don't think that's gonna happen, Chris. I think it's a Bray Wyatt moment to shine, and I think that's what's gonna happen.
Yes.
Remember, I said that.
And what was that? What was this? Strowman challenging Sav for the belt.
I don't know. It's official.
It's official?
Yeah.
It's official for when?
For Clash of Champions. I don't know when Clash of Champions is.
Okay.
Fuck him.
Well, I go for Strowman.
Oh,
me too.
Strowman's not winning.
I go for Strowman.
Why are you going for Strowman?
Oh, he's the man. I told you that.
He's not the fucking man no more.
No,
he's a fucking
his girl.
Sideshow.
Imagine, guys, imagine being a kid going to, you know, your first show and you're looking for someone new to like, someone new to get behind. And the fucking OC has just emerged, okay? And you're like, oh, man, these guys look pretty cool. And you go and you waste your $30, $40 or whatever the hell on a T-shirt. And then the very next week on Raw, they turn them into a bunch of clowns. What a waste of money. What a waste of money.
Money and time and, you know, you anticipate so much for a wrestler that, yeah, you're right. You're right. It's a waste of money.
Motherfuckers.
That's how they do people, though. That's how they do people. And then they expect the fans not to be pissed off about it. You know what I mean? You done went and wasted fucking $40 on a T-shirt. Only so that, you know, the very next day they're looking like a bunch of clowns. You'd be embarrassed to wear the shirt the way they do these people.
I would wear it.
They turn them into a bunch of fucking clowns.
I will burn that T-shirt right in front of their face.
No.
Their
fucking T-shirt design is fucking garbage anyway. I mean, what the fuck?
Expensive.
What the fuck
they
is
are
this
expensive.
Even supposed to be? It's a fucking samurai, but the samurai looks fucking garbage.
But like Minister said, they're expensive, and you're putting out money that later on you're gonna feel, you know, regret for spending.
Yeah, and then eventually you're gonna get to start resenting the company. You're gonna be like, well, shit, every time I buy something for, you know, from somebody, they turn around and turn them into fucking pieces of shit the very next day or whatever, you know. You're going to be like, fuck it, I'm tired of this shit. And
that's
where
right.
people are at. They're hemorrhaging fucking viewers right now.
Yeah, that's true.
We have been doing shows, since I have been doing shows since 2010. Ever since then, the ratings have just been on a decline. I have never seen where they go up, steady going up. No.
Wow.
They've just been steady going down all those 10 years.
Yeah, and I believe it. It's just like they take advantage of the fan. They take them for granted, and sooner or later, they're going to be out completely, you know, and we'll be looking
elsewhere. Yeah, they're
going
to move on to the next thing. They're going to move on to the next thing.
Yeah. Hey, Minister.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Minister. The only T-shirt that valued all to from that time to now was the one when Tyson bit Holyfield's ear. That was the only T-shirt that's still on.
Yeah. And that's boxing. That's another
world. It's official. WWE has ran out of fucking ideas for Brock Lesnar.
Oh, yeah. He's done.
Official.
I hope it's It's done with him.
I had a crazy thought last night because you know how WWE is right now. Seems like they are on a path to on a downward spiral, and this path is headed to just total self-destruction. And I mean, I could actually see them doing this, as shitty as it is, where they get a King of the Ring guy only to have Brock Lesnar come out and bastardize the whole situation by destroying whoever wins the King of the Ring. I could actually see them doing some shit like this. Look at what they did at that briefcase. Look at what they did at that briefcase.
Or the worst one of all, he fucking wins the fucking tournament.
You know what also would be great? If they would do an octagon.
No.
Why not?
Whoever's King of the Ring...
What's
wrong with you?
The way the administrator is thinking, you know what? It could be possible. It could happen.
I wouldn't fucking watch it.
This guy is not standing still. He wants to be the top. He wants to be on top. So it could happen.
All right, we got a few more minutes, so let's discuss the final news. Minister would like to talk about it, too, because he's fucking heard of it. And I hope it's not fucking true. Fucking Enzo Amore, fucking Big Cass,
may be coming back to WWE and NXT, and I hope it's not fucking true. I hope it's not true.
Why? Why not?
Those two are the most unprofessional motherfuckers you would ever find in the wrestling business. Those motherfuckers.
How you doing?
One, the company gives you a fucking script, you fucking follow them, bitch.
How you doing?
You don't fucking beat up a fucking midget and keep going.
How you doing?
Oh my
You're
God.
A piece of shit. You're a piece of shit wrestler, too. So I don't know
how
why the
doing?
Fuck you're coming back. You're a piece of shit garbage wrestler. In fact, both of you are
hey.
Piece of shit garbage wrestlers. So I don't know why.
Hey, you don't know.
Some of them are so
is that for sure?
What?
Is that for sure, Chris?
I don't know. But that's the rumor going around. But I don't know why WWE. That means WWE is that fucking desperate. Because, fuck me, man. They're both fucking garbage wrestlers.
Yeah, that does say that they're desperate. I mean, they fired them. You know, Enzo came in and did some crazy shit that one night, bought a ticket and attacked somebody or something. You remember that?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God, yeah.
And now they're going to hire him back. I mean, what kind of message are they sending? They must be
exactly.
looking for people. They must be looking for people to go and just buy tickets and, you know, go and disrupt their shows. I mean, that's what it tells. That's the message they're sending.
Exactly. Yeah. They want to disrupt everything and just chaos, create chaos. That's what it is. That's crazy.
And what are they going to do? Let's be realistic. What are they going to do? The same fucking gimmick? And how long is it going to last? The same shit, you know,
right.
with the... I can't even remember what it was. The Enzo
My name
stick.
Is Enzo. No,
yeah,
here
there
it is.
You go.
My name is Enzo... Here it is. My name is Enzo Amore. And this one here is Big Cass. And he's 7 foot tall, and you can't teach that. S-A-W-F-T soft.
Oh, my God. Oh,
well,
Lord.
Hey, guys, I just... Before we go out of the air, I want to ask a question. I mean,
yeah,
what's up with Rossi? She cannot come back to wrestle, but she could go on a show of Divas? Really?
First of all,
are you kidding?
You know, first of all, you do realize that Total Divas is pre-taped, right?
Well, I don't know if it's pre-taped or whatever, but she can come back to wrestle, but she can go to a show.
Let her be.
Her
hands fucked as it is. Her hands fucked as it is. Let her be.
But she's coming back. One form or another, she's coming back. Remember I
yes,
said
I want her back. I want her back.
You
first.
Want her back?
Yeah.
And
who
you
cares?
Know what? That, are they using her move? Did I see that correctly? That they're using
no.
her? I don't know. I saw
no.
one. Are you sure?
Everybody uses the fucking armbar.
Yeah, but not like her. Chris.
Yeah.
Come on, not
yeah.
like her.
Everybody does the fucking armbar, ma. It's the most generic
saying,
ever. Just because she's the most generic wrestler ever.
No, because that's a move that she learned from her other
yeah,
profession.
But, yeah, MMA, but so everybody has done the armbar.
Okay, but now I understand that, Chris. Everybody
who
does
cares?
It. But there's,
who cares?
What the heck? I care.
Who
I
cares?
Care. Big Mama cares.
Who gives a fuck, really? Who gives a fuck?
Okay.
A crap-a-doo. Crap-a-doo, yeah? Crap-a-doo.
I want her back.
Crap-a-doo. Crap-a-doo-doo. Doo-doo. They're all doo-doo. They're all fucking doo-doo. Doo-doo.
So we could sing the song?
Oh, all right. That's it for Christian Family Values. I'd like to thank my parents showing up as always. Say goodnight to them, to the audience.
Good night. Until next time, and when Chris... Curses us off again. Bye.
And good night. And have a piece of pie.
Bye-bye.
Peace.
All right. So until then, see you all next Thursday.
And see you tomorrow for Full Tilt Boogie. Until then, good night, everybody.
Good night.
A presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.